tuned in to KDNKA Carbondale Community Access Radio. And lucky you, lucky you, lucky you. It is 4 p.m. and that means it's time for Express Yourself. Oh, I'm one of your hosts today, Amy Kimberly, joined by
Brian Colley. And here on Express Yourself, we feature all things arts and culture and creativity happening up and down the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Here's what's coming up on the show today.
Well, first off, big weekend. First Friday's tonight in Carbondale and 4th of July. So we're going to let you know all the cool 4th of July things that are happening. And a little later on, we'll have musician Jen Fortune stopping by to play a few songs before busking for Carbondale's First Fridays.
And towards the end of the show, we've got musician and songwriter Bob Sima ahead of a concert happening next week, hosted by the Center for Human Flourishing.
But first, we're going to chat all about the Glenwood Spring Summer of Music lineup with musical director Scott Lindsay.
So keep it tuned here for the next.
Let's do it together. Come on. We could do it. We were so good.
Keep it tuned here for the next hour of Express Yourselves.
And don't touch that dial. Woohoo. We could do it, Brian. Yes. Oh, my God. So much to express this week. How you doing, Bri?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing good. And Scott, are you out there with us?
Yes, I am. What's up, guys?
Yay. Well, what's up with you? You are the new director of the Glenwood Summer of Music. And Glenwood's been a staple for many, many years. Probably one of the first in the Valley that started bringing music on a regular basis, Wednesday nights. And you just kicked off Wednesday night with the Other Brothers in Wild Flight. How was it?
Yeah, we did. Oh, it was fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. We had a great time. Wild Flight was incredible. And then the Other Brothers just absolutely killed it. It was so great.
My goodness.
We had good weather, a huge turnout, and we raised a little money to keep this whole thing going because we're a nonprofit. And this is our 41st year, I believe.
Wow! Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. So we've got just a great summer booked.
That is great. Well, so before we get into the lineup, I'd love to learn a little more about you. Like, how did you get into this, and what's your vision for this series?
Well, I grew up playing music, and I've been in Colorado for 30 years playing music and seeing music. And for the last 3 years, I've been helping to run Basalt Live music series during the summer, which is also on Wednesday night.
Right.
And a good friend of everybody's, Bobby Campbell, basically let me know that Bob Stepniewski was looking to step away from Glenwood, and they were interested in seeing if I would be interested in doing that, and I was, and here we are. And it's been great. It's such a great group of people. We have great volunteers, we have great sponsors, we have just a great crew, and I'm loving it.
Wow, that's great. And you have an impressive lineup as well. Good job.
We do. Thank you. Yeah, it's we try to get a semi-local band for an opener, and then a bigger touring band if we can for the headliner. And we were able to pull it all together this year and score some really great music. So we're really excited.
So is this your first time working with agents and making all the calls and figuring that all out?
No, not really. I've also been running the Basalt Sunday Market for a while and booking all of their music. And so, it's basically the same. It's the same. I've been doing it for a while.
I imagine you and Brett could have worked together. Like he would say, well, I'm already booked on that night, but here's a good band. Or did you work together in any way?
Yep, totally. And it's the same thing with Bobby Campbell, who books the stuff for Under the Bridge in Glenwood. And he's actually running tomorrow's music for the music in the park for the 4th of July for Glenwood. And so we're constantly, you know, and there's other guys, too, over in, you know, Paonia and places like that, where it's like, hey, I've got this band coming through. Can you use them on a night? And so we're constantly trading, you know, bands like that.
Well, let's talk about the lineup.
Cool, yeah. So this week coming up, we have Straygrass opening it up. They're a local bluegrass band, just totally high energy and just amazing. And then we have the Cass Clayton Band as a headliner. Wonderful female-fronted rock, blues, powerhouse, basically. Mm-hmm. And this summer, we really wanted to focus on getting music that got people up and dancing. And so that's been our focus with all of these bands this year. And so after that, the next week we have the Awen Family Band, which is a band basically that I found from Raleigh, North Carolina. And they are just this young group of guys who are just absolutely amazing. And I try to get those guys to play on anything that I happen to be able to book. And then they're opening for the Bill McKay Band, who was played keyboards for the other brothers last week.
Well, you know, Bill McKay, he has played with so many bands. He was in Leftover Salmon for quite a few years. He has played with Tedeschi and Trucks. I mean, the guy's been around for sure. Yeah.
Oh, totally. That's the way a lot of these bands are. You know, there'll be 10 people waiting at the side door just to say hi because they know him from the valley. Basically, Yeah. Totally.
And then you've got
Zivani Masongo with Zimbira. He's a Zimbabwean musician with a big, giant African dance band. And we have him all night. That is going to be just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah, totally. And then after that, we've got local heroes, Typical Ghost, on July 29th from Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And they... Mm-hmm. And they're opening for Titanic, which is a Colorado 8-piece funk and soul R&B band fronted by Monique Ford. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be just a funk fest. You know, that's another great night.
Right. And they play a lot of really fun covers, right, that would be familiar to people.
Yep. Totally. Yeah. And then August 5th, we've got Moonbeam out of Grand Junction, which is a another just mixed bag, absolutely great, you know, real dancey stuff, real polished and just, you know, real, you know, young and a little bit, you know, indie. It's going to be fantastic. And they're opening for the Fireside Collective, which is an up-and-coming headliner band that's basically, it's a lot, you know, it's bluegrass with drums, real high-energy jams. A little bit like Leftover, and they're out of Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah.
They played Palisade, not this past year, but the year before. They're great.
Yeah, totally. I mean, most of these bands, you know, a lot of people are familiar with. And then August 12th, we're wrapping up the series with Easy Jim for both sets, playing Grateful Dead covers and big extended jams and lots of danceable stuff.
Yeah, well, it seems like a great lineup. How fun. And now do you feel this is you're going to stick with this for a while?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm looking at this for the long term, and I'm already starting to think about who we can get for next year and what we can do to make, you know, things more fun for ours. And so, you know, I love doing this. I absolutely love it, and I love the people I work with over here. I do miss working with Brent over in Basalt, but I'm going to try and, you know, catch any of that I can, because there's a little bit of nights where it doesn't overlap. I got to do three nights with those guys this year before the Glenwood series started, and so it's just great to, you know, do anything with music in the Valley, really.
So what is the deal with Glenwood Summer Music? When people come there, are there food trucks? Are there... what is there a bar? How's it work?
We have we usually have about 3 food trucks, give or take, and that varies from week to week. This last week we had Slow Groovin', Mama's Pierogies, and El Yankee Taqueria truck. And you can bring your own drinks. We don't sell alcohol, but you can bring your own in coolers and stuff. We just ask that you don't bring any glass and don't bring any dogs, because it could just get a little too chaotic. But, you know, bring chairs, bring the kids, bring family, bring a, you know, bring a bottle of wine, well, a plastic bottle of wine, and or a, you know, a box of wine, and have a great time.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 6 o'clock, basically.
Great. And and the opening band plays for an hour, 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, the band starts at about 6:30, plays till about 7:15, and and then the headliner plays 7:30 until about 9.
Nice. Wow. Well, good job, Scott. I'm really impressed with the lineup. And is this still through, are you your own independent nonprofit, or is it through Glenwood Springs Arts Council or the Recreation Department? What do you run through?
We're independent with a board of directors and a committee, and we're just doing it on our own. And we have a bunch of great sponsors. We've got, Iron Mountain Hot Springs, Glenwood Adventure Caverns, Garfield County, Bighorn Toyota, the city of Glenwood Springs, Courtyard by Marriott, Alpine Bank, Black Hills Energy, and a bunch of other sponsors. And then we also pass buckets around during the show to take cash donations, every penny helps this whole
That's
thing
right.
keep going.
That's right.
Yeah.
And people can find out more at glenwoodspringssummerofmusic.org. I'm going to have to pick your brain on how you got Garfield County. I don't know. I don't think they like Carbondale as much.
Yeah, well, I'll see if I can put in a good word.
Yeah, could you put in a good word for us, Scott?
Yeah, I'll talk to those guys. We'll see what's going on.
Well, great job. I am planning to float there one of these Wednesdays and come catch some music. And that's the great thing also about summer music, is you could actually float there, take out right there, and then go hear some great music.
Yep. That's a great idea.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Scott.
Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. And we will see you at the music.
Fantastic. I'll see you guys at First Friday, probably, huh?
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll be out and about.
We'll be there. Thanks, Scott.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, it looks like there is a lot of good things happening, and gosh, Brian, what are you doing on 4th of July?
Well, our band, Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets, is headed to Redstone for their big celebration. I think we start at 1:30, but the parade starts a little earlier, like around
at noon.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into Redstone's activities, I'll let you know a little bit. Glenwood Springs July 4th celebration takes place, you guessed it, Two Rivers Park. And they start with Symphony in the Valley, brings together musicians, and they'll play classical music beginning at 6 p.m. And then, this is great, you guys, Denver's own Hazel Miller hits the stage. She's so awesome. It's free, family-friendly. There's kids' activities, games, face painting, fire trucks, all the stuff. And then beginning at 5 p.m., the city does encourage patrons to utilize the complimentary shuttle service, because it does get really crowded. There is a laser show at the end of the night on Red Mountain. And so it's going to be a big night over there in Glenwood Springs.
I have some Aspen things. Should I talk about Aspen yet?
Sure. What the heck's going on in Aspen? It's big. Actually, it's big.
Yeah, let's see. I'm just going to do Saturday. Boogie's Buddy Race starts in the morning at 8 a.m. So you can sign up with your runner friends and family. and furry friends, apparently. It's a 5K stroll with the 1 mile canine fun run. 10 a.m. in Pepke Park. There's a bike decoration for free. And let's see. That's no e-bikes. That's okay. Only...
All right. No running people over by going bikes. Fast.
Yeah. And the old-fashioned 4th of July parade starts at 11 a.m. near Pepke Park. And
talk about the dance group. Oh, my gosh. If I could have it together, I think it's – there is a carnival going on, but I think it like
this dance company?
Yeah, the dance company.
The Bandolip. That's cool. I saw about that. 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. off the walls and off the balcony of the Wheeler Opera House. It's like a vertical dance scenario.
Yeah. They're cool. I know that Five Point has talked about trying to get them here, but they're going to be up at Aspen tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's happening. And then there's a carnival tonight and all day tomorrow in Rio Grande Park. So if you like Ferris wheels, that's the place to go. Well, Carbondale's just full of excitement. It just,
is it?
No, but it's sweet.
There's always something.
It's sweet. We've got our July 4th, 40th annual kids parade down Main Street, 10:30 a.m. Children of all ages are welcome to come in costume, ride decorated bikes, play an instrument, perform a routine, and generally express themselves down the street. And then it ends up in Sopus Park with a community pool party. And there's free watermelon and ice cream and some live music. So it's just a sweet, old-fashioned, not too much commitment. Just come and have a good time and cheer the kids on.
Yeah.
Redstone's
is this Redstone?
Happening. Yeah.
Oh man,
it's filled with stuff.
Going early. I mean, at 10 a.m. they got pie and there's a ducky ticket sale, which I guess
right because they do a ducky race later, which will end right near where you're playing. Oh, it's very fun, very fun.
Believe it or not, I've never been to the Redstone.
Well, you're gonna experience it tomorrow.
They close actually. This is good to know for folks heading out there. The Boulevard closes at 11, maybe sooner than that, to vehicular traffic. And there's only one way in and out right now with that bridge closure. So maybe find a parking spot by the Coke Ovens or up.
Yeah, and the word is they're going to close that one bridge in and out at 11 as well. There is parking, another parking spot. But just know you get there by 11 if you want to be inside Redstone.
Then there's music and some water games and a ducky derby at 2:30. All the things happening around the Redstone Inn and down the boulevard all day.
Yeah, so you guys are playing in the park.
Yes.
Right across from the general store. It's really sweet. And that's also where the ducky race ends.
Okay.
So, you know, it's fun. It's just old-fashioned. Yeah. And... well, I think Rifle has something, too.
Yeah, they have a celebration in the evening. Oh, before the big day. So is that tonight? Including a variety of entertainment at Centennial Park. Fireworks.
Yeah, that might be tonight.
I don't think that's right. Do they do fireworks?
Yeah, I don't think they're doing fireworks.
But they have a water spray.
They're watching the fires burn. No. Yeah, no fireworks tomorrow, guys. Come on. If anyone lights up fireworks... I bet you'll have all your neighbors screaming at the top of their lungs at you, and you don't want that.
Don't want that. Don't want to be that person.
No.
Yeah.
Are you guys dressing in red, white, and blue?
I think that's the plan. We have a denim agenda.
Same. You're never breaking out. I thought maybe you'd break out. Break out. All right, you guys, we're going to play a little Cass Clayton. She's playing at the Glenwood Springs Summer of Music. This coming Wednesday, and then we have a live performance. So do not go away. You're tuned into KDNK, and this is Express Yourself.
Magic spell.
right. Thanks for keeping it tuned here to Express Yourself on KDNK. Up next in the studio, we have Jen Fortune, who is a singer-songwriter here from Crested Butte, and she's busking on the streets of Carbondale tonight for First Friday. Welcome, Jen. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Good to be
here. Oh, is her mic on?
Wait. Let me get your mic on. I was
all good.
Just
there we go.
With
hey.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to be here.
That's great. So you were a runner-up on NPR Tiny Desk.
Not selected as a runner-up just yet, but I did apply.
You applied.
Yes.
That's great. That's exciting.
Very excited for that.
And
yeah.
you tour throughout the country. I mean, I looked at your tour schedule. It seems like you're hitting the road.
I am. Yeah. My roots are back in New England, so I'm very fortunate to have some good connections back there. I'll be playing both in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont this month. And then, yeah, just kind of expanding through ski towns across Colorado. So,
and, you know, I guess the big thought that comes to me is to live in Crested Butte, you probably hold down several jobs, too, on top of it all. How do you do this?
I'm very tired. I'm broke. I'm comfortable not having much financially, but it's all a game anyway, you know, and I'd rather be playing music. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, so people, when you hear her out on the street, you give this woman some money. She needs some gas money to
time
get
or money. You know, I'm taking both.
Exactly, time or money. Time is money.
Absolutely.
Well, you have your guitar here, and let's start out with a song.
Awesome. Let's do it. This one's called Black Goo. Said I loved you, yeah, lied. Single tear rolls down my eye. Bones a weary spirit tied. With wrestle pass, I know the ride. Cause I've more learning to do. And I will keep telling my truth. And spread daylight, it's nothing new. Love, take my hand. Let's dive into universal black goo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Said I dug it, yeah, I tried. Chips are coming over night. Know myself, I have grown wise. No need to dim my light. Cause I have more learning to do it. I will keep telling my truth and spreading light. It's nothing new, love. Take my hand, let's dive into universal black. Ooh, yeah. Mm. My. Standing solid on my 2 feet, tall enough though I'm not 5'3". Nothing to lose, feeling so happy. Sparkle shine, baby. Sit. Standing solid on my 2 feet, tall enough though I'm not 5'3". Nothing to lose, feeling so happy. Sparkle shine, baby. Cause I have more learning to do it. I will keep telling my truth and spreading a light. It's nothing new, love. Take my hand, let's dive into universal black.
That was great.
Thank you.
Gosh, I mean, when did you realize that you had such a strong voice on you?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I was probably like 4 or 5, but I didn't really like step into it fully until 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh. Were your parents musicians at all?
No.
Nope.
No.
You just liked music and then...
Yeah.
Really...
Mom bought me a karaoke machine. I was in choirs growing up. First band was in high school. I've always been a diva, which is nice when you can acknowledge it. I'm like, oh yeah, I have always been high maintenance. That's fine. I know what I like and I know what I don't, you know?
Well, you know, you can't be too high maintenance because you're driving across the country, probably in a car.
True that. It's a Tacoma.
Where's your bus? Oh, okay. Maybe
no bus yet. Styling. If you got anyone, you know, let me know.
And do you play on the street often? I mean, what's your feeling about playing? Is it just any chance you get, you'll take it, or are you...
You know, I have a lot of friends who are like that and they think any publicity is good, but I'm really... here for the craft of it. And mm-hmm. so I've gotten very deliberate with what gigs. Olivia and I were actually just speaking to this point of, mm-hmm. you know, the energy of the town and the theater, or, you know, I prefer not to play. It's not to say that I won't, but I also serve tables and I'm running a coaching business. So I have other means of income.
Right.
So if I can play a garden party, you know, in someone's beautiful backyard at sunset, I would take that tenfold over, you know, $100 an hour at a bar or a restaurant where people might listen here and there, but it's all about the listening experience for me. And as an artist, I'm sure you both appreciate that as well. You know, it can be hard to discern where the true opportunities lie. Mm-hmm. And so I, through my years playing and performing solo, the last 4 or 5 years I've been solo, not just joining someone else's band as, you know, just the singer. Like, I've gotten pickier and kind of leaned into that sense of diva of like, no, thank you. You know, thank you truly. Like, I'm grateful for the opportunities when they come, but if it's not in alignment and if it's not, you know, I can't say that word on air, but if it's not a yes, it's a no.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's important. I think that also our audiences have gotten more trained to sit and listen. I know that, I actually ran a nightclub, owned a nightclub in Telluride for 19 years.
Wow, awesome.
Different experience. And
I'm sure.
And now here in Carbondale, I have found, you know, people really like to go to listen, like Steve's guitars. There's a lot more listening opportunities.
The intentionality of it, for sure.
Yeah. And that's a great experience, especially for like a singer-songwriter. I mean, they would just... die in my nightclub. It would be
you just get drowned out.
Yeah,
you're just a part of the noise.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's great. Well, can we hear another song?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been working pretty, you know, picking up more jobs. I found a studio in Gunnison and I'm working on together a little acoustic EP. It will be my first release, and this will be on the list. This one's called Probability. Get petrified. You read between these lines. Within these tears I've cried. It's okay. Show me your darkest side. I won't run and hide. Fear's a part of a lie. Won't turn away. And what does it mean when your dreams come to greet you and you slam the door in their face? I'm caught up in a scheme. I'm not whole till I meet you, but I see love written on my face. Possibility. And probability. Practice patience, love, and shut your mouth. How it will unfold, your story is still untold. Let go of your need to please let go. Hey, what does it mean when your dreams come to greet you and you slam the door? I'm caught up in a scheme. I'm not whole till I meet you, but I see love written on my face. Hey. Na, 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 down, kicking myself. If you come around, I'm treading water tight. Fear I might drown, so I can match light it up. Running free, skipping town. I need it all up just to watch it burn down. Kicking myself, waiting for you to come around. I'm treading water tight. Fear I might drown, so I can match light it up. Running free, skipping town. And what does it mean when your dreams come to greet you and you slam the door in their face? I'm caught up in a scheme. I'm not whole till I meet you, but I see your love every day on my face.
Wow. I love that. Nice. I love that line. What does it mean when your dreams come to greet you? Yeah. Great line.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what is your songwriting process?
Oh, gosh. It's like catching lightning. I have a daily writing practice. I wake up and journal as per Julia Cameron's Morning Pages. Big believer in, you know, clearing out the gunk. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the rest from there, I mean, I channel a lot coming through the woods, mm-hmm. spending time in nature, mm-hmm. biking, hiking, running, skiing, whatever it may be. I will keep my phone nearby just to take notes. But I'll often get songs like full chunks, like mm-hmm. the melody, it will just come. And then the idea, you know, like the essence is there. Yeah. And then I just go back through, you know, 25 pages of a Google Doc. And I'm like, what lyrics fit here? It's like kind of as, it's funny. It's like, but I don't know when it's going to strike.
Right.
Like when the song itself comes, I have lyrics and lyrics and lyrics. I could write a book of poems, I'm sure, but I want them songs. Right. Well, I'm like, come on, where's the music?
So generally you write the words first and then the music comes, or there is no general?
Yes and no. I hesitate to generalize any of it because there, you know, I'm thinking of a few other songs that just came all at once. It was lyrics and melody. And then a few others. I mean, I have an insane amount of voice memos on my phone, a laughable, you know, probably pushing 1,000. That I'll just like open it and it's like I'm sitting in traffic and something's like da 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 da. I'm like, ooh, that's nice. If you repeat it and then you got a beat and then the bass, it's just like, you know, it's like unwrapping presents. You never know what's going to come. And so I just feel like my role in this human body is to just be a clear channel and to be open to whatever's coming and hopefully not have to work too much that I can't focus on it. But like, that's, you know, that's a reality of the world we live in too. So,
yeah. Well, where can people find your music and more about you?
Thank you. My site is jen.lol, jenn.lol. It's funny. And, I'm keeping that one to the grave. And then my Instagram, my stage name is Jennifer Fortune. So my Instagram handle, JENNIFUR. A little animalistic fortune. Yeah, and my shows are all on the site and Instagram and soon to be on Bandcamp as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, people can look out for your new recording.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, let's have one more as we close out.
Absolutely. Let's see. This one's called Hard Telling Not Knowing. Messed up September, still dreaming of you. Think it's December, no time for lies you knew. Unmask my demons and face my truth. Witchy heathens casting spells can't undo. Retrogrades, petty fights, mumbling along. Not in the first great time you acted. Caught upstream without a paddle, heavyweight, no losing battles. Brush them all back in a saddle again. Growing pains don't stop, no plateau. It's our time, step out of the shadow. Hit them deep, no need. mumbling along. Not in the third grade time you acted. Caught upstream without a paddle, heavyweight, no losing battles. Brush it all back in a saddle again. Growing pains, don't stop, no plateau. It's a time, step out of shadow. Hit them deep, no need for shallow on it.
Thanks so much.
Thank
you. That was great. Okay. And do you know where on the street you're going to be?
Oh, gosh. I'm down past. It's like a field behind the theater on Main.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know where that is? It's like right down.
The Christmas tree lot?
Well, there's no Christmas tree now. But
I know.
Yes.
That makes
but
sense.
But that's around that area.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I think Bridger's going to be out there,
yes,
too.
Yes. Bridger's awesome. On from 5 to 7, and then I'm 7 to 9.
Oh wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
Forward to it.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for taking some time to come here.
Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we'll see you back at like Steve's Guitars or somewhere.
I'm planning
like
to come out the 17th actually for the songwriter competition.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
you're going to be in the mountain for
I just swung by and was like, oh, I'll come for that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sounds great.
Ooh, all right. Then you'll have to come for Mountain Fair if you win.
Absolutely.
And stay. Yeah.
Okay. Stay. That was easy.
Well, thanks. Thanks
amazing.
So much, Jen.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to play a little Bob Sima here because we are going to give him a call. He's playing at the Third Street Center on July 10th. So hold on.
Friends with degrees, letters after their name, MD, PhD. And I've got friends with LLCs, and they got money growing on the trees. And I've got friends, three part-time jobs, keeping it all together against the odds. Got friends staring at the walls. They meditate, contemplate, try to make sense of it all. I've got friends, they got it all figured out. Living the dream without a doubt. And I got friends in all kinds of powerful positions. I got friends living in the hardest conditions. I got friends who lean a little left and friends who lean a little right. I got friends that I could call in the middle of the night. I got friends with felonies. Yeah, they're a little bit edgy with a spicy history. And I've got friends to keep the peace. Yeah, they're healers and shamans doing ceremonies. And I've got friends who just disagree. And nothing gonna come between them and me. And I've got friends of all kinds of persuasions. Friends who make my day and feed my frustrations. I got friends who lean a little left and friends who lean a little right. I got friends that I could call in the middle of the night. You can separate a sacred gate. left and friends who lead a little right. I got friends, I got friends, I've got friends.
All right, and we got the guy with friends on the phone right now. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Amy. Nice to be with you.
Hey. So you're described as a mystic, singer-songwriter, interfaith minister, spiritual coach, teacher, and retreat facilitator. Wow. You've got a lot.
How do you do all that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that music is really at the core of all this, and I loved your story about how you kind of connected those two, your love of music and your journey of self-introspection, spirituality, and human connection. And I'd love you to share that with our audience.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, I've learned how to process my life through songwriting. And I was pretty, you know, kind of a dark time in my life. And about 20 years ago, when I put my first album out, and I realized that I really get kind of lit up by spiritual teachings and, you know, not necessarily religious stuff, but like the old stuff, the old mm-hmm. mystical stuff. And so I found myself in some of these old teachings, and I was learning more than I could remember. So I was, instead of moving to the next thing, I would just write it into a song so I could remember it. Mm-hmm. And it turned into being a thing. You know, it really helped me to integrate the work. And so then it turned out to be good for other people, too, because it's kind of universal stuff that I work with. But, yeah, it was like, you know, it kind of, I'd say these songs kind of saved me in a way.
That's great. And so your first album you put out, was it a specific genre? It wasn't quite linked to this spiritual side of you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it was there. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I heard this phrase from one of the teachers that I followed named Wayne Dyer. And he said this phrase that stopped me in my tracks, don't die with your music in you. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's about purpose. I mean, and he was quoting, I think, Oliver Wendell Holmes in that. So, I mean, again, it's a little philosophy mixed with spirituality, but it's always been in my music. And that was 2008, I think, six or eight was my first album. Mm-hmm. So, I've probably turned up the dial on it a little bit over the last 10 years. As I do more work on myself. So, yeah, it's changed a little bit.
Yeah. So as you tour and you're playing at the Third Street Center on July 10th, what can someone expect when they come to a show of yours?
Oh, man. I mean, it's they'll hear songs that will speak to their heart, speak to their soul. It's very personal experience because, you know, the messages are just human. They're human messages, mm-hmm. but in some way we create this communal thing where everybody just feels connected to each other. Because I do sing a lot about connectivity, and, you know, I have a song that I sing called Holy Green Tree, and it was a phrase that says, I am another you and you are another me. So, you know, when you're singing words like that, people feel connected to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, without it being weird, but they also have a deep connection to themselves. So I would say expect to laugh and maybe, you know, clap along, and it's very interactive, and you'll hear a lot of really powerful songs, you know, and mm-hmm. it'll be an evening you won't forget. I can tell you that. So,
I've watched some of your YouTubes and, you know, been listening to your music, and it really reminded me that we're in a time right now where, you know, people are feeling scared, disconnected, unsure of what's going on. And have you found out of this kind of time of chaos that your music almost becomes more meaningful than ever? And yeah, have you written new songs out of all this chaos?
I have. I mean, that's interesting that you say that. I've really been tuning into this word troubadour, mm-hmm. and the troubadours were like from the, you know, 11th century, and they were these people that were singing about the opposite of what everybody else was singing about. Like back then, it was either warfare or religion, And the troubadours were singing about meaning, matters of the heart, and how do we stay connected to each other, and how do we get a deeper meaning, a feeling of deeper meaning in our life. So I'm a troubadour. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, most of these gatherings are under 100 people. They're small gatherings, and, you know, so I've written a song recently about this exact thing of feeling disconnected. I call it overstimulated stagnation. That's the name of the song. That's kind of a funny phrase, right?
Yeah, I like it.
But I haven't even put it out yet, but I've been singing it most of my tour stops, and it's this notion of, like, that we're overstimulated by so much, you know, with the phones and everything else, and we need to be in person. Like, we need to be, you know, breathing the same air, listening to the same song without our phones out, and just I think people are craving that, and so I do have a brand new song about that. I haven't released it yet, but it's a good thing to bring up. I'm glad you asked me about that.
Yeah. Well, as I was listening to your song, like, you have that song Critical Thinking. And, you know, I think so much we have lost our critical thinking, like healthy debate and being able to communicate with each other. It seems to be becoming a lost art.
I agree with you. I have another new song, which I haven't released, called If We Stop Talking. And the other part is bad things happen. And I had heard that from a few people, popular people. And it's so true. We are having a hard time just having even a simple conversation about something that we may, you know, not see the same viewpoint on. But we have a hard time with that, because I think people's nervous systems are so kind of jacked up. And when you're flinging things back and forth through a computer screen, it's just not the same as being in a room with somebody and feeling their heart and understanding that they have a different, they might have a different perspective than you. Like, well, that's pretty awesome. That means so George Patton used to say, if everybody's thinking the same thing, somebody's not thinking. That's what inspired that song, Critical Thinking, was that phrase.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Who would ever think it came from George Patton? But that's,
no,
I like that.
He was a bit of a case, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Crazy guy. But
So you are based out of Florida, which probably is a state that can use your music endlessly down there. How do you perform a lot in Florida?
I tend to travel a little bit in the summer when it's a little hotter down there, but everybody needs this. Everybody needs these messages. I play there as much as I can, but mostly in the winter. So, and they don't have as many listening rooms as there are out in the rest of the world. I think there's a lot of like kind of cover music and just the different vibe. You know, I like it, but it's not my stage. I like rooms where people are listening and they're really looking for some meaning. So that's the Third Street Center has always been magical. I mean, I love that room, and we always get a good group of people there. So
yeah, this is, you've performed there before for sure.
I've been there probably maybe this is the fourth trip through. So
great.
Over the last 7 or 8 years. So
Nice. So on this current tour, where are you playing other places in Colorado?
I just have one other date in Colorado in Grand Junction.
Oh, great.
And then I'll be moving on. I have two dates there, and then I'm heading to Park City and Salt Lake City and Boise and Seattle and British Columbia and on and on and on.
I'm sure you've heard it's a little smoky out here, but hopefully by time you get here, maybe the Super El Nino will be starting. Who knows? We need rain.
I just heard that. I was just hanging out with some people here in Cincinnati. That's where I am. And they said, oh, you're going to be in Colorado's a big fire. I didn't realize that. So we'll see what happens, you know, praying for you guys. That's a tough situation every summer, you know.
So now, how has this music changed your life?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I walked away from corporate America. So I was doing that for about 15 years, and I walked away from that world. I mean, it was a great world, abundant and everything, but this has changed my life. So being a traveling troubadour, and, you know, and I also do other things. I lead retreats, and I write custom songs for people through a coaching container where we work through things in their life, and then it comes out in a song.
Oh, wow.
Like you said, you were really tuned in, because the music's the core of everything, but then I branch out and to do these different things. It's not just like one concert after the other. It's a varied, you know, mix of workshops where we sit in a big circle and we talk about the songs and we journal and we, you know, have exercises and experiences. And so I do a lot of different things with the music, but so it's changed my life completely from, you know, having a 9-to-5 job to being driving around all over the country with 3 guitars in the back of my car and getting to hang out with people every night and sharing in this beauty. So
yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
It sounds like you're a lot happier.
You can just hear it, right?
Yeah. Well, you said when you first really got this, it was darker times, and so I'm guessing that this has helped bring in the light.
Well, you're right, and I actually have a nonprofit called Where the Light Gets In. It's too funny, but yeah, it was. I think everybody grows it. No, I mean, if you want to, most people try to grow a little bit in their life.
Right.
But I've changed a lot through this music has helped me heal some stuff from my past and just the way I look at life. And I think that it helps other people do the same thing. It gives them, like, it's very unusual. I mean, it's music that you would hear, you know, you just played a song on the radio. It sounds fine. But when you really listen to the lyrics, it's not the kind of music you just drive by. It's like to stop and really sit and listen to. My phrase is, some songs are meant to be heard. Some songs are meant to be used. And my music is sort of like medicinal for people. So, so yeah, it was first medicine for me. So changed me so much. I mean, so it's a good question. I'm glad you asked me.
Well, wherethelightgetsin.us. Well, it's us. .us.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool. I was like, oh, he's not a .org or .com. He's a .us. Is your website, and is that where people can buy tickets as well?
Yes, they can go to wherethelightgetsin.us, or they can even just do bobsima.com, because they go to the same place. And just hit the schedule, and you'll go down to the date, which is, what is that,
the 10th.
Yeah, so the 10th of July, and grab a couple tickets and bring some folks out. Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
And even if you don't get tickets in advance, you, I'm sure, could get tickets at the door. Do you know if you're performing in the round room or in the...
Yeah.
You're in the round room?
Yeah. Well, that's where I've been in the past. I'm pretty sure it would be in that same room.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful space, I think, to hear music. So, well, we look forward to your performance here. Have safe travels across the country.
Yeah.
And we'll see you around these parts soon.
I'm so looking forward to it. And I'm really grateful for the interview and for you playing some of my music, Amy. It means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Have a
All
good,
right.
happy Fourth. Bye.
Yeah, same to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Bri, that wraps up another big...
That's right. Express yourself.
Express yourself. Happy 4th of July,
happy
everybody.
4th.
We love you.